Hello, Church. I'm Ben Powell. Greetings from Benedict Domain. Now, I've been asked to give a living picture this week. So, have any of you ever wondered, God, why did you let this happen? Well, that is exactly how me and my family felt as we made our emergency return to the United States in November of 2019. So, when we left for Poland in 2017, we had dreams and aspirations of what God was going to do while we were in Europe. It's just that his plans weren't our plans. Now, when things that are outside of our control cause hardship, that makes a person feel helpless. And in our limited perspective, we are tempted to think something along the lines of, God, I followed you. Look how much I've done. Aren't you holding up your end of the bargain? But we don't have a business relationship with God. And we can do nothing good or nothing of eternal value without his help. God, in his sovereignty, in his control, he holds everything up, not us. He created all things, and in him all things consist. Our family misses Poland. And our ministry team, our church family, the language, the people, the city. And Megan and I, we both feel like crying when we sit and we think of not going back for, I mean, who knows how long. But God's plan was not to keep us in Poland, despite the things that we treasure about our time there. It was actually some practical theology that helped us recognize this. You see, every believer has at least one spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit to benefit the church as a whole. And these spiritual gifts are different from natural talents or abilities. I have had many opportunities to use my natural talents in ministry, both in Poland and also at Grace Bible Church working in media development. But despite how much I love photography or video making, those things aren't spiritual gifts. And as a person in vocational ministry to the church, I needed to recognize that I have a responsibility to develop and to use those gifts. God has given me the spiritual gift of teaching, and he has also given me a passion to mobilize his church to the high calling that Jesus gave us. When he said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And in Ontario, this is precisely what I'm going to be doing in the Engage ministry. I will be engaging young people and church leaders with the gospel, and engaging them with our calling and our power to obey Jesus in making disciples. Now, Paul writes in 2 Timothy 2:2, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. If we are making disciples who then go and make other disciples, I believe this is the most effective and efficient way to share the good news of God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ in today's culture. The vision, the aim, is that every teenager in Ontario will hear the gospel from a friend. Our God is big enough that we can ask something like that of him through the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm excited to work alongside the Word of Life Ontario team in pursuing this vision. Lord willing, we'll be able to move up there at the beginning of September. So God knew that he would send us here after our two-year term in Poland. And he knew the hard lessons that we needed to learn before we made the step. Even if we never know all the reasons that God let us experience the seeming random trials in our lives, we have the confidence that our pain, our obedience, our lives are never wasted. He feels that pain as we do, and promises that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. If I have to endure trials and tribulations to be made ready for opportunities to glorify God, it's worth it. God is giving the vision and the opportunity to be a vessel in transforming an entire people group from a secular nation to a gospel missionary sending force. What hardship is not worth it? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is going to be revealed to us. So that is the living picture I wanted to share with you today. And I pray that as you may also be going through the trials right now, that you'll be encouraged by what God has said and what God has done. Our family will be traveling back down to North Carolina the day after you see this video. So please pray for our protection. As our 3-day in our 3-day journey, we will be bringing our 4 kids and a U-Haul trailer back down south. So with social distancing, I don't know when we'll be able to see you in person, but it will be good to have internet again, so at least we can see some of you over Zoom. And anyways, we love you all, and God bless.